It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The Wonders of Physics. This is a nonprofit public outreach group celebrating its 40th season this month. It makes the study of matter, motion, energy, all more accessible to audiences. Join in with questions at 800-642-1234. That's right. Conversation is here at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. And thanks to the listener email from Mike, who suggested we explore this. Hattie McLean is outreach specialist for UW-Madison's Wonders of Physics. Hattie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes. So take us into the show. What do people typically experience?
Well, the Wonders of Physics show is a fast-paced, exciting physics demonstration show that travels all around the state. I take it mostly to school groups around the state, but I've also done many different community groups as well. And the real goal of the show is just to spark an interest in science in kids.
How do you see that happen in front of a live audience? What is it like?
Oh, well, it looks like you can see their faces light up when I show them something that they didn't expect to see or that they didn't expect to happen. They get really excited. A lot of times the kids are in a gym setting, sitting on the floor, and I'll do a demonstration, and they can't help themselves. They just jump up, and they're standing and clapping, which is really, really cool.
And this program has such a rich history, nearly two generations. What do you hope to accomplish with it in the coming years?
Well, I really hope to take the show to all counties in the state. There are 72 counties in Wisconsin, and I really want to touch every county over the next several years. I know that's a lofty goal, but I think it can be accomplished. And really just want to make this show accessible to all students, no matter where you are, what you do, where you live. I want you to see that you too can be a scientist. I want kids to think that this is for me. This is not something that is not attainable, that is too hard, but that really science is fun and science is exciting.
The impetus for the show came from the physics professor at UW-Madison, Clint Sprott. What have you learned from Professor Sprott to make science come to life?
Oh, Professor Sprott was a great teacher. He started the show back in 1984 after watching Professor Shakashiri's show. And he thought, well, I can do this with physics. Physics has great demonstration. But I think what I've most learned from Professor Sprott is that it's really for the audience. Whatever we're doing, keep the audience in mind. Keep things moving. Keep it fast. Keep it exciting. Just make sure that the audience is having fun.
And make sure that that electrostatic generator is close by so you can make people's hair stand up, I would imagine.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun toys in the physics department. We have Tesla coils, Van de Graaff machines.
Can you explain? Explain how the Van de Graaff generator works. Who was Van de Graaff?
Van de Graaff was a scientist a long time ago. He's obviously not living right now, but the Van de Graaff generator is what I say to kids. It's basically a static electricity elevator or generator. It's a silver ball that sits on top of a big rubber band that goes around and around. And that rubber band scoops up electrons from the earth and puts them on top of the ball. Just the same way that if you take a balloon and rub it on your hair, you're moving electrons. And those electrons are all negatively charged. They really don't like being by one another. So when you put them in a small space close together, they try to escape. And so on the Van de Graaff, that happens by little bolts of what look like lightning coming off the ball. Or if you insulate a person and put their hands on the ball, you'll see that their hair stands up because the tiny electrons attach themselves to each strand of hair and really try to move as far away from each other as possible. And that results in a hair-raising event.
And once you also, in order to make sure that they don't get a big shock at the end, what do you do in touching the hollow metal globe?
Well, we always have to make sure that we ground the globe before we have anyone interact with it. So always grounded in initially. They'll have their hand on it. We'll turn it on. And then before they take their hand off, we have to make sure to ground the globe once again. Otherwise, once they remove their hand, if they're standing on the ground, they will get a surge of electrons, which will be a not so pleasant shock.
Hattie, have the demonstrations evolved much over the decades?
Yeah, I mean, we're continually adding new demonstrations. There are some favorites that we do over and over and over again. If you look at the annual shows, there are some definitely some repeats that are just real fan favorites that we do all the time. But we're adding new things all the time, trying to just show science in a different way, maybe change up the demo or change up the wording that we use just to try and keep it fresh and exciting for the kids.
We're talking with Hattie McLean, who's the outreach specialist for Wonders of Physics. And this is the traveling show that goes all over Wisconsin, spreading physics to audiences of all ages. You can join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Hattie, a little about you. You were a meteorologist for over 20 years at a Madison TV station. How do your experiences explaining the weather to the general public influence the way you explain physics experiments to, you know, younger kids?
Well, weather is the ultimate common denominator, right? We all experience it every day. And I kind of take that and move that into the show. Some of the concepts that we talk about in the Wonders of Physics show may seem weird or strange, but there really is something behind that topic that you can relate to everyday experiences for the kids. Newton's second law, for example, force equals mass times acceleration, really is just about knowing that it takes more force to move something that has more mass, which all kids know and understand just by playing on the playground. They just don't know it has a name. So try to relate things to their everyday life so it makes sense for them. And that, you know, that comes way back from talking about the weather for 20 years. Everyone can relate to that. And I do bring a lot of weather demonstrations into the show as well, because everyone experiences the weather.
And that's your first love.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's talk just a moment here about climate change. You know, you've seen it as a meteorologist for years and have been addressing it, how our ecosystems and our communities, all of it is changing on a global scale. How do you, in your demonstrations, you know, bring in climate change or the climate crisis in any way?
I do have demonstrations that deal with climate change, and oftentimes I put them at the end of the show to sort of leave that in the kids' minds. But I do introduce topics such as the way the ocean absorbs heat and pulls in that heat from the atmosphere. And what does that mean if we continue to warm our climate and the ocean's warm? What does that mean for us and all the plants and animals that live in the ocean? I do a demonstration that's a sort of a riff on boiling water in a paper cup. I hold a candle under a water balloon and show kids that the water balloon does not pop, even though the candle flame is touching that balloon. And it's all because the water is pulling the heat away from the rubber in the balloon. And then relate that to what that means when the ocean's warm for fish and animals and even humans down the road.
Oh, that's fascinating. And you're running this video contest now, and people can submit videos of their own physics demonstrations. What should we know about entering?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up, because I just extended the deadline until the first week of June. So June 8th is the new deadline for our video contest, and we're inviting anyone, really, to make a video, a short video, 2 minutes or less, about a physics concept. Now, make sure that you're doing this in a safe way. We don't want anyone endangering their selves or their property. And then click on our website, which is wondersatphysics.wisc.edu, and you could submit that video for consideration in our contest. And we have all sorts of prizes that we're giving away, And we're really looking forward to seeing some of those videos. We already have some from around the world, so we're pretty excited.
Speaking of doing physics demonstrations in safe ways, have you ever been on stage and a demo hasn't gone the way you expected it to?
That's a great question. Which one? No. you know, a lot of things happen, just like live TV, anything can happen. I think the most memorable sort of mishap was last year's annual show back in April. I was doing an ethanol rocket and loaded just a little bit too much ethanol into the rocket, and the flame was much larger than intended. And I actually started the curtain on fire in Chamberlain Hall. Luckily, we are prepared, so we had fire extinguishers ready to go right away. But there is still a small hole in that curtain today. that is a reminder.
A reminder that safety above all else. Well, Hattie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hattie McLean is outreach specialist for UW-Madison's traveling outreach program. It's called The Wonders of Physics. We have links to the Wonders of Physics program and the video contest with the deadline June 8th at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.